Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Boy, the afternoon started with all this severe weather. I mean, I was sitting in my office with my boss, truth be told, and both our phones start going off, and then it was fast and furious. We were simulcasting, if you were not with us, our sister station, KMOX, because Dave Murray was on with them. You heard Dave give the forecast here. He joined us in the last hour as well. But I'm seeing some of the images. It doesn't look – I haven't seen a lot of damage. I've seen a couple of things. This is what I can say, and I retweeted this. Somebody posted something that was in Hazelwood, and it sure looked like it was a tornado. Now, I don't know how serious a tornado. They certainly had one that was indicated on radar. Most of what I'm seeing is like flash flooding in St. Peter's,
yes,
part areas of St. Charles. But more and more, you know, pictures are coming in that move very quickly. Channel 4 has a picture up right now where you kind of have a split sky. On one side, it's cloudy. In the middle, there's a very, very dark, like it just looks like a big plume of smoke, but it's the clouds. And then on the right side of that image, it's sunny. So that's what happens when we get severe weather this time of year. But it was kind of crazy, and we hope everyone's all right, especially because we all went through this just a few weeks ago. We had to reschedule some stuff. I don't know if we'll get Kill Me tomorrow. He was set for today. I know Josh Hammer is going to join us tomorrow afternoon. You hear his show on the weekends here on 97.1 FM Talk. One thing I want to do in the next segment, I have not gotten into this drone strike, Sue, and I'm telling you, when you hear the details of this, it literally sounds like a Mission Impossible movie. With what they did and how they struck Russia. And now, you know, the latest on that is President Trump says he spoke with Vladimir Putin. He had a Truth Social post today, and he said he spoke with Putin for like an hour and 15 minutes. They talked about some of the nuclear stuff. Almost said the bad word there. The nuclear stuff with Iran, which they hope they can both agree on. But then Putin says, yeah, look, I'm going to have to react to this drone strike. So the war continues. The killing continues. If we're being fair here, President Trump said that this thing would be solved relatively quickly. It just drags on and on and on. I've said this before, Sue. I think you've agreed. We're in 2025, and we have two major conflicts on the planet right now that don't seemingly either
really
one of them have an end in sight.
Yeah,
or have an end in sight, right? Yesterday at this time, we talked with State Senator Nick Schor about the special session that is going on right now in Jefferson City. Our friend Scott Faughn, the host of This Week in Missouri, is back with us this afternoon. How are you, Mr. Faughn? Welcome back. Let's see if I can press the right buttons here because... Hey, how are you?
I'm doing very well, Mark. Kind of batting down the hatches from all the rain here.
Kidding. Well, that's what I thought, too, and that's why things kind of went off the rails here this afternoon. Now, I know that Nick explained this yesterday, but you're an insider Jeff City guy. For a lot of people listening, it gets confusing. Look, my preference would be we go to a situation where these lawmakers only have to go to Jeff City like every 2 years, like they either do in Nebraska or they used to do in Nebraska, but they are called into a session between a very specific time frame. They have to deliver a balanced budget, which is a good thing, I think, from Missouri, but there are things that still linger that they can't necessarily fit in the time frame, and then they have to call, the governor has to do this, has to call a special session. It's put on the calendar. This one was relatively soon. I think Mike Parson did one that wasn't until August one of these years. So am I basically describing the framework of what's happening this week correctly?
Yeah, I mean, the truth is this deal came together a little late in session with the Chiefs and the Royals. And when it came together, you know, they tried to push it through. And I'm going to tell you, Kehoe is so good. You've heard me on this show say before, Mike Kehoe's just a winner. He wins. And he was set up, he had it all set up to go during session. And then the House kind of, I don't want to say they messed up a spending bill. They just skipped one and didn't do it. You had some personalities and stuff getting involved, some of the pettier things of politics. So, it was very hard for legislators, like where I'm from in the Boot Hill, to go back and tell their constituents, well, the House said there wasn't money for a crime lab to test rape kits in the Boot Hill, but there's money for a stadium for the Royals. Let's be honest, a team that doesn't even have fans. So, I mean,
I don't know.
Nobody else is.
Yeah, I mean, in fairness to the Royals, they've done a little bit better here than the Cardinals even recently, but I understand your point because we are Cardinal faithful. But even today, Scott, didn't he, and this is where it gets confusing even for me, you sent me this, there's a news release from the governor, it says Governor Kehoe amends the call to the special session. So what does that mean? Where are we at with that?
Well, Governor Kehoe didn't want to include he didn't want to include very much of the things that was settled in that House, and the House didn't pass the bill.
Okay.
So the rest of the Senate's like, I'm not voting for a stadium. The Chiefs, let's be honest, they have more years left on their deal. The Chiefs, they'll get whatever they want, whenever they want it, right? This is about the Royals. The Royals know they have to strike while the iron's hot. They have to strike while the Chiefs will let them piggyback. And the senators were like, if you don't fund the projects in my district that matter, I'm not funding a project for a team that, let's be honest, who would miss the Royals if they went to Kansas? People in Kansas City cannot drive to Kauffman just as easy as they cannot drive to Kansas to watch him or to not watch him.
But I would say the follow-up question would be, why, I guess this is politics, right? Why would I vote for that as a member of the legislature here in the St. Louis area anyway, if, as you stated, I don't give a rip if they move over the line there to Kansas? Who cares? So why should we send them any money? And then in the end, is that still on the table or is that off the table?
But I think it's still on the table. I mean, I think they could absolutely go to Kansas. There's two reasons.
No. Let me make it clear. My question is a package that offers benefits to the Chiefs and to the Royals, that's part of this special session. So what's the handicap, that is, I guess, what I'm saying?
There's two reasons. One, look at Busch Stadium. They're going to want to renovate that. They've already been talking about it. Just the team was so bad. It kind of had a laugh from everybody.
Yeah. Timing, but not right. Right.
They're gonna want to refurbish that. And so, what's good for the goose, they're hoping to be good for the gander. And I'll tell you this: Mike Kehoe has the best business background and the best business resume of any governor since Governor Stark. And he says this is a good deal for the state. But people take him at his word; they want to support him. And the governor being sold on this, it brings a lot of senators along, even senators from St. Louis.
So how does that work with the Freedom Caucus members? Because I saw something, and this gets into the weeds a little bit, but Cindy Laughlin, who is one of the leaders in the Senate, you know, I think removed somebody from a committee this week who wasn't going to vote the way that she wanted that person to vote, replaced him with another member. So these are the things that happen behind the scenes in politics, right?
No one's ever called the Freedom Caucus the winning caucus.
Well, I've made that case as well, believe me.
I mean, it's just the truth. I mean, they don't. The score, Mike Kehoe wins. We can, if I had to guess what happened today when he amended, I mean, Mike Kehoe's been personally working this since 8, 9 o'clock this morning. They were supposed to go in at 10 or 11. They still haven't went in at 5:20. He's been working this deal. Mike Kehoe's a winner, and I'm just going to be candid with you. I know it feels good to fire off mean tweets and goofy things on Facebook, but that doesn't result to winning.
No, I know. Look, and I get that. I really do. Look, one of the things I remember, I've repeated this story a couple of times, but last year when Bill Eigel was running in his race, or when he was raising hell in the Senate, and I like Bill personally, and I understand fiscal sanity, and I don't know if I was a member of the legislature, if I would support all this stuff. I haven't studied it all because there's a lot. Like, even in this amended call to special session, there are 14 different items, and I'll get to a couple of them here in a second. But what people say this, and this is maybe what they're saying at the national level with Rand Paul and Ron Johnson or whoever else. They said, give him hell, Bill. That was somebody who responded on Twitter. I've known Bill Igel for a long time. You've known him for a long time. I've seen him give a lot of people hell, right? But I don't know what his accomplishments are. So you have to get something done. That's part of the political
process. You don't have to. I think some of the freedom folks have proven you don't have to get anything done. You can just complain on the internet and get nothing done. But look at Nick Shore. On your show, I told you I thought Nick Shore was the most important person in this legislative session before it started. He could have came to kind of do that St. Charles thing, if they want to fit.
Obstructionist, right. But he's not.
Not really accomplished stuff. He came to play.
Yeah.
Nick Shore brought his A game this session, and it was the most successful Republican session in 10 years. Maybe not 10, 8 for sure. It matters. Nick came to play. He came to get stuff done, and he did. And if you were giving out gay balls for session, I don't know who was more important to the successful session than Nick. Now, you know, if he takes that Freedom Caucus and he makes them, I mean, to me, win. Doesn't really matter how much you whine if you never win.
Well, and there are some things, you know, the things that get attention are the money that's going to stadium projects, because most people would say, wait a second, what are we doing here? But there are parts of this that I think are very important. First of all, tornado relief here in the St. Louis area, and hopefully not more because of what happened today. There's also legislation that would limit increases in property tax assessments for residential property in 2025 to no more than 5% compared to the previous year. I read a text message yesterday, Scott, from a friend of mine. He sent this. I'm going to reread this because I said this to Nick, but I think it's important. A lot of people listening right now are probably people who have had this happen. He said, want to see Comedy Hour about our county government. My 25 assessment went from $536,024 to $767,000. So that was a 43% increase. So he did an appeal. This is the better part of it. It gets better. They did an appeal, and then the guy's like, yeah, we adjusted it. It's adjusted from $767 to $851,000. So they didn't reduce the assessment. So that is a 59% increase from year to year. That's what people are facing. And by the way, when he asked for an explanation, they say, well, you got to go through the formal review process, and they close the case. That's what people are realistically dealing with. It's outrageous. So that's an important part of this. I also think
Joe Nicola, give him props. He's the guy that's not a Freedom Caucus guy necessarily, but a very conservative freshman, never served before. He's the one that's getting that done. He stuck to his guns, and the governor of the state of Missouri came to his office, and they made a deal. And Joe Nicola deserves a ton of, I agree, the property taxes. You want to know what the biggest problem for schools is? It's not the wokeness, although that is a problem for public schools.
That is a problem.
It's when people start connecting their property tax increases to where that money goes, which is the schools, then schools got a problem.
Yeah.
A legit problem.
Because what's the ROI, right?
Yes. And how many people that have kids that go to private schools and on and on. Public education's biggest problem is in charter schools now. It's when people figure out they're the reason for all these property tax hikes.
Do you know?
Then they got a big problem.
Yeah, I'm looking at this list here, and one of the things that I talked about with Nick yesterday, and I don't know if I see it on the list, and by the way, I think I would support this, that there were strong consideration of sending money to the University of Missouri-Columbia to develop a nuclear reactor because they provide their own power there. So I thought that was kind of fascinating. I don't see it on this new list here.
It's actually not for that.
Oh,
it's not actually not for that.
Research, though, isn't it?
Yeah, they do all sorts of cancer research. They make a lot of cancer medications in this reactor. That reactor is used 24/7. People will fly here on Christmas Day to use that reactor for major research projects. After I-70 was built, I firmly believe that reactor is the most important piece of infrastructure the state has to address now. $50 million won't even get it done, but it'll show the federal government a real commitment. It'll give Eric Schmidt a much better tool to go push and argue for the federal government to finish this project. It's a huge, huge, important deal. It will actually save people's lives.
But I don't see that on this amended list. So did that get kind of shelved to the future, or am I just misreading this at this point?
I think because initially it's funny, people kept complaining about the call. And I'm like, you don't understand. You've never bought a used car. This is the first offer. The Governor Kehoe last week put the sticker price on the car, right? And now you're actually negotiating, and he's throwing in some new running boards on the truck or tinting the windows for you. Now you're getting the deals. He offered 25. Senator Weber from Columbia was like, no, I did a deal for 50 because now he did a deal to get the reactor money because it's this important. Now they're going to let Missouri State offer some doctorate programs, which they never have. The universities are always opposed. Stephen Weber's from the district that includes the University of Missouri Columbia. It was, I mean, the House, I don't think, quite realized all the things they were, problems they were creating when they did it. And maybe they didn't care. But once all the problems with their plan came out, I think they were a little surprised.
Okay, but Scott, and first of all, none of this is final, right? They have to debate this. No. There's nothing that's sent to the governor. There's more. And by the way, of course, the car analogy is perfect because that's how Mike Kehoe started his career at car dealerships. I get all that. But when people hear you talk about this, or even Nick or me, when we talk about this, there is a parallel to what's going on in Washington right now because, well, they'd say, look, all these guys care about is pork. You know, why should our tax dollars go to whatever is in Columbia for the University of Missouri? Why should our tax dollars go for a sports package for the Chiefs or the Royals? A lot of people like to say, you know, it's a NIMBY thing, right? Not in my backyard. We want to support what's here in our backyard, but maybe not the other person's backyard. But that's what I think mainly people who don't understand the process, and most people don't understand the process, maybe in some of the people who are voting on this, it seems like it's excess spending when it's not necessary to the common person out there, doesn't it?
Well, I will tell you this. If you know, there's a lot of folks. I'm not trying to put St. Louis folks down. In fact, I'm coming to St. Louis tomorrow to go to an event with Mark Cox at 97.1 sponsoring and the Lodge of DePere. We're going to have a legislative recap. But there's some folks think St. Louisans might be a little arrogant. And not everybody just wants to give them tornado assistance because, well, you've got Rams money and all this other stuff.
Right.
And if you didn't like the Pride Day at the Royal Stadium, how much you want to bet? I don't know this. Bet you there's a Pride Day at Bush. Bet you there's a Pride Day that a lot of city resources go into facilitating. So how far do you want to go down that rabbit hole? It works for everybody.
Right. I understand.
So you either understand you have to give and take, or nobody gets anything.
Well, I understand there has to be give and take. That's sort of the analogy that I've been using at the federal level as well. Scott, I have to go. I didn't know you were doing that with Mark Cox. Have fun with that tomorrow, okay?
Yeah, well, have a good time. Thanks, buddy.
Right.
Be safe.
So he just reminded me of something, Sue. I thought this was brilliant. The Colorado Rockies because it's Pride Month. I mentioned that at the beginning of show, right? Of course, we have to honor that. So the Colorado Rockies put out a tweet that says, Happy Pride, because they all have to virtue signal, mm-hmm. and they show the rainbow color. And it says, Celebrate at Coors Field with us on 6-6, rockies.com/themes. Are you aware of where the Colorado Rockies are in the standings and that they might be perhaps the worst record at the end of the season in baseball history?
No, okay. Seriously.
Oh, yeah. It's just awful. I mean, the last time I looked, they had won only 6 games or something like that. It might be up to 9 or 10. So somebody tweets this out to the Pride tweet. It says, I am not comfortable with the idea of young children being exposed to something as morally questionable as Colorado Rockies baseball. That's where I love the clever people and the creative people on the X, formerly Twitter. We're coming back. I'm going to share this story about the drone attack in Russia. It is like a Mission Impossible movie.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
We're going to get back into the actual process of the big, beautiful bill. My friend, former Congressman Rodney Davis from Illinois, is going to join us here with his perspectives in a couple of minutes. I have some great audio for Audio Cut of the Day. But I have to get into this, and we got really thrown off today because of the severe weather. And I hope everyone's okay, and I hope you have your power on and everyone's safe this afternoon. But I criticize journalism quite a bit, and we keep these reporters in check. I've been talking about media bias almost as long as Bernard Goldberg has, and he wrote his book Bias, I think, in 1998. But when there's good journalism and there's good reporting, I think we need to highlight that as well. And there's some really good reporting in the Wall Street Journal today about this Ukrainian drone operation that really devastated the bomber fleet in Russia. I mentioned President Trump addressed this with Vladimir Putin today, and Putin said, look, we're going to strike back. That's what I guess happens in war. But listen to the way that this happened. The Russian Air Force is pummeling Ukraine's power stations and cities with missiles because they have the ability to do that. They have very limited air defenses in Ukraine. Volodymyr Zelensky wants to know, how can we fight back? So there's a guy by the name of Lieutenant General Vasyl Malyuk, who's 42-year-old career security officer. He's not 42 years old. He's been in this for 42 years, broad shoulders. They say a stern, you know, reputation. He's earned a reputation for innovative operations with explosive naval and aerial drones that forced Russia to withdraw much of the Black Sea Fleet from its base in occupied Crimea. And, you know, they've damaged oil plants and military production facilities deep inside Russia. But this was a different ask, and it was formidable. So they say the strategic bombers that launched many of Russia's most powerful missiles operate from beyond the range of Ukraine's air defense systems. They're based at airfields across the country. Some of them, you know, you can think of the globe, you can think of the map. Russia is huge, right? Some of them as much as 3,000 miles from Ukraine. So the SBU Security Service, which this guy Malyuk heads, they deploy long-range aerial drones effectively, but they're very vulnerable to the Russian air defenses, including missile interceptors and jammers and stuff like that. They have advanced technology, a lot more advanced than Ukraine. So Malyuk and his team come up with this plan, and it is incredible, especially with the audacity. They smuggle Ukrainian drone parts into Russia. They assemble them at a secret location. Then the SBU operatives inside Russia use truck drivers that didn't know it was happening to deliver a modern version of the Trojan horse by concealing the drones in the roofs of the wooden containers. So the truck drivers have no idea what's happening. On Sunday, the roofs activated remotely. Tell me this doesn't sound like a movie. Slid open on the trucks close to the Russian air bases, released all these drones, adding a dash, as they say in the Wall Street Journal, of transformers to old-school spycraft. More than 100 quadcopters, that's what they call them, small drones with four rotators, emerge from these trucks. They zip toward the targets, some descending through billowing smoke from already damaged aircraft. And one of the things that's great, Sue, about the Wall Street Journal reporting, I've read two versions of this, I like the Journal's reporting better, is they use the images and the video, and they'll show you where the damage took place. It is incredible. Now, they say they've done an analysis of the statements that they've made claims of in in the Ukrainian government with Zelensky. But they've matched those claims up with the satellite images and people who knew the operation. And the photographs, see, this is where you get into a situation where information comes out of Gaza and then, you know, lefty publications run with it like the BBC. And then you find out what really happened. So in this particular case, the claims are made by the Ukrainians, but they also back it up with the goods. So you have all these photographs and videos that are on social media. It shows how meticulously the operation was. It was homegrown technology with the classic art of deception. They say they damaged 41 warplanes valued at $7 billion at four bases using drones that cost about... You want to take a
how much? I have no idea.
$2,000 each.
Wow!
Think about that. Just $2,000 for each of these drones. They say in the Wall Street Journal reporting, publicly available videos and satellite imagery showed 12 damaged planes across two air bases. The quote from Sam Lehr, who is a research associate at the James Martin Center for Nonproliferation Studies in Monterey, California, says the numbers the Ukrainians have been providing aren't backed up yet by hard evidence, but he says it is clear that this has dealt a very heavy blow to the Russian bomber force, even if we're not seeing the numbers that they've claimed. So there is a little discrepancy in the numbers, but if they match up the satellite images and the pictures, it shows that they really had a big thump on Russia. Now, the bad news is Putin's going to strike back, so I don't know what that means. But fascinating the way they did this, sneaking him into Russia. Rodney Davis is coming up.
It's time now to stay there.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Audio cut of the day coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Here is Jason Smith. He was with us last week. He, of course, is a Missouri congressman and the chair of the powerful House Ways and Means Committee on the Big Beautiful Bill. Elon Musk broke bad on President Trump yesterday. Here's what Jason says.
This bill delivers on all of President Trump's priorities that he campaigned on and 77 million Americans picked on. The largest tax cut in U.S. history, the largest mandatory spending cuts of $1.69 trillion in U.S. histories, including we're repealing more than a half a trillion dollars of the IRA, the Green New Tax Scam, including $200 billion of the EV tax credits. We also have the most significant welfare reforms in U.S. history, all within this bill. This is a very conservative bill.
So you have this thing called the Congressional Budget Office, and Caitlin Collins from CNN asked Carolyn yesterday, hey, the CBO says it's going to add all this money. Well, even Rand Paul kind of agrees with that. Here's Jason's answer on that.
It is transformational from trying to reset government, but when people use the fake accounting notion coming from the Congressional Budget Office saying that just extending the current tax law will create trillions of dollars to the deficit is just bogus math.
All right, so former Illinois Congressman, my friend Rodney Davis is here. He's going to shoot straight with you on the process here and the bill. How are you? It's been a little while since we've caught up.
I'm doing great, my man. Waiting for my Raiders to take down your Chiefs this year.
Oh, my goodness.
It's going to happen.
You're going to start with that. Yeah, after the Chiefs get some tax dollars from me and other people here in the St. Louis area. But let's stick to the federal issue here. I'm very curious about what your position is, because obviously you have some people. I mentioned Rand Paul and others. Josh Hawley's throwing a flag at some of the Medicaid cuts. Are they cuts? Are they not cuts? Is it just a reduction in spending? Sometimes we say, why can't we go back to previous spending levels? You know the swamp. Speak, Rodney Davis. So what's your take on the big, beautiful bill? Elon Musk says it's an abomination.
Yeah, I agree with Chairman Jason Smith. This is historic tax cuts for the American people across all income levels. And it's also one of the largest, if not the largest, cut to the mandatory spending in this country. Remember, the mandatory side of the ledger, which are America's entitlement programs, you could shut government down. You could shut the discretionary side of the budget down, which includes Department of Defense. And you know what? Still 75 to 80% of your federal tax dollars are going out the door.
That's so important. Let me stop you. I made that point this week a couple of times, and that's so important. It really is. But continue, please.
No, it's that mandatory, those mandatory cuts, you know, making sure that people who use Medicaid actually should have access to Medicaid. And I think most Americans would agree that if you're willing, if you're an able-bodied adult and you're not working, and if the government helps pay to get you trained and pairs you up with a job so that you don't need Medicaid anymore, I think that's a good thing. I think the American people think it's a good thing. And that's exactly what Chairman Smith and the Republicans in the House did.
But I'm watching Fox, for example, during the day. I'm at my home. I'm monitoring things. And I'm seeing ad after ad from Josh Hawley talking about no Medicaid cuts. He's playing the lingo game. Hey, we're not going to touch your Medicaid. I'm there for you. So how do you respond to that messaging?
Well, I'm not in your media market, so I don't see those ads. So I really can't comment on them specifically. But, you know, the one thing that I've learned during my time in Congress is that, you know, you get to a point where you can begin to negotiate what your priorities are. And I'm sure Senator Hawley and his fellow senators are going to get to that point. And hopefully they'll come up with a compromise that will be principled enough for Senator Hawley to support it.
But outside of that, whatever happens here, because I think there's a fair amount of confidence that in some way, shape or form, the big, beautiful bill will get to the president's desk, right? Outside of that, what are the, because this is, there's a limitation here to what they can do with some of the discretionary spending because of the reconciliation process, right? Explain that a little bit.
Yeah, remember, the mandatory side of this, if you had a federal budget, 75 to 80% of those dollars, we'll just say 75 right now. So three quarters of a pie chart would be eaten up by Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and some miscellaneous mandatory programs throughout other federal agencies. 25%, the last pie in that pie chart, would be discretionary spending. Very important spending levels, defense, health and human services, education, agriculture, et cetera, commerce. You know, those are things that people really support. That 25% of the pie, because of the reconciliation process that is being used, that Democrats used to pass the IRA and the ARA and other bills, that discretionary side of the ledger, you can't touch.
Yeah.
That's through the normal appropriations process or the continuing resolution or the omnibus that you will hear that language every September. And so Republicans in the House had to address spending cuts in the mandatory side of the ledger to meet the Senate rules. And that's what they're debating right now. And that's why I think most Americans would agree. Addressing the drivers of the debt and the deficit, which is the 75% of that pie chart, is where you really start to make a dent in overspending in Washington.
Right. But my position has been, simply because I've talked about this for literally three decades, there doesn't seem to be intestinal fortitude on either side of the equation to really tackle the out-of-control spending on that side. And there have to be some tough calls perhaps made in the future. But the future is kind of now, and they're not making tough calls.
Well, they just did make tough calls. I mean, they just did they just passed historic cuts in mandatory spending by making sure that people who are using programs like Medicaid actually deserve to be able to use them. And people who can work that are using those programs actually, you know, maybe
no,
it'll be paired
that.
With the
yeah,
job.
I understand that. I've heard the case being made, and Jason made that case last week. On the CBO front, because it does seem interesting to me, when Republicans don't have control, they criticize the CBO, or the Democrats criticize the CBO, and then vice versa. What's your opinion of the CBO and the way that they do this? Because what I was explaining to someone earlier is, we have these tax cuts that you may have even, did you vote for the tax cuts? You were there in 2017, right?
I did. I crafted the bill.
Right. So if we get to a situation where we don't have something that gets to the president, well, all of that goes away. But if we keep those in place, which I think we're going to, that's deemed new spending in some weird Washington swamp way, right? Just letting people, allowing people to have more of their money, not allowing government or Washington to confiscate their money. The CBO calculates that as new spending.
Yeah, it's crazy. And I will tell you, when we as Republicans were in the majority or the minority, we still complained about the accounting gimmicks that the CBO did. Because just like right now, just like you just explained and Chairman Smith explained earlier, it's a gimmick. And what they're saying is that under your current tax rates, most Americans just filed their taxes, and the tax refund or the taxes they owed were a certain amount based upon the tax rates that we lowered for every American family in 2017. Unfortunately, those tax rates for individuals and families and small businesses were set to expire at the end of this year. So if Congress does nothing, Americans, every small business, every family in America will see the largest tax increase that they've seen in American history all at once. And that is why Congress, under the leadership of Chairman Smith, acted. They're the reason why that they kept those tax rates where they are. But the CBO says, hey, you should just let that expire.
Right.
Otherwise, it's an increase in federal spending because if you didn't do your job, we would make more money. Therefore, it's a cost. It's absurd.
It is absurd. Hey, will you be coaching third base at this year's congressional baseball game?
I will. And Eric Schmidt is in such good shape. There's no way I'm stopping him at third on a hit to the wall.
That's
again
what I've heard. Senator Schmidt's going to try to join us either tomorrow or early next week. When is the game? Remind me on the date of the game.
The game is June 11th, Wednesday,
okay.
June 11th. And the Republicans, I've been with scrimmage last night. I practiced again with them this morning. Schmidt was hitting the snot out of the ball.
There we go.
It's going to be a shellacking,
right.
I hope, again.
All right. Thank you, Rodney. I appreciate it.
See you, Mark.
All right, Rodney was part of the battery with John Shimkus. Rodney was the catcher many years at the congressional baseball game when they were getting shellacked by the Democrats. The Republicans have the advantage right now, and Eric Schmidt's a big part of that. Audio cut of the day is coming up. Oh, man, that's the band I used to love in the 80s, the Del Lords. They are on the bumper music list today. This song is called I Play the Drums. If you ever want to check out any of the music, I do kind of a mix, as some people know, of alternative music and classic rock. This would be in the maybe the 80s category of alternative rock, if you will, the Del Lords. But just a great, great band. So I put that up on Spotify, and I will blast it out on the X, formerly Twitter, here in a matter of moments. I finally figured out, Sue, I think I told you this, I can write these things out, and I do my playlist in the morning, and then I create the X, or the tweet, whatever you want to call it, and then I can save it as a draft. So when the show's over, I press boom, and it goes. And,
yeah, that's, you know, kind of great.
I think smarter people than me have been doing that for a while, but I figured out how to do it. Let's do this here this afternoon.
Stand by. Playback ready.
Now, the audio cut of the day.
Well, it's been a very, very busy day, and there's a lot of audio that I not get to today that I may follow up on tomorrow. But you know how much we love Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana, right?
Oh, yeah.
So he's at a hearing. This is actually yesterday, and it involves St. Louis, to tell you the truth. He is grilling a law professor by the name of Kate Shaw, and he has a real special exchange here. He brings up this comment from her podcast, which is in April of last year, where she referred to Supreme Court justices as evil. Now, she is an ABC News contributor, which makes me even laugh more. She's a law professor at the University of Pennsylvania Carey Law School. She's also been married to Chris Hayes since 2007. Chris Hayes is one of the biggest lefty nonsense people out there in media. So the case that they were talking about was the majority opinion in something called Muldrow versus the city of St. Louis. And I don't even know anything about that case, but what I do know is that John Kennedy just slays her here.
He said, quote, Justice Kagan, I mean, will she be able to control the opinion's future distortion by her evil colleagues? Probably not, end quote. Who were you talking about?
I'm very skeptical. If it's a transcription, it was probably a transcription error. I don't refer to Supreme Court justices as evil in the classroom,
on
sir.
On your podcast, April 22nd, 2024, and you're an officer of the court, and you're here advising us to be respectful to federal judges, and you say they're evil members of the United States Supreme Court, gag me with a spoon.
You get him, John Kennedy. Now, what's funny about that, Sue, is I swear, as soon as we heard gag me with a spoon, I say to Ethan and Fred, we have to get the clip from, you remember the movie?
Oh, is it
Clueless? It is. But you know what's funny? If you Google that, you cannot find that damn clip anywhere.
Really?
There must be a copyright reason.
Oh, interesting.
Maybe somebody owns that phrase. John Kennedy, though, used it expertly in that hearing. And that is your audio cut of the day. Have a great night. We'll go out with the Dell Lords. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Hopefully a little bit more settled tomorrow after a crazy day.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.